سخت با مسیح پرواب مثل بیت حسای خیلیس امنین به خضر رو بهن یاد دان آ تختون somebody who hires workers to do a certain job and the workers back out in the middle they refuse to complete the job they have the bottom hand meaning to say that if the Baal Bayis has to hire new workers to complete the job and these new workers are more expensive than the first workers and that extra money is to be deducted from the amount that he has to pay the original workers for the part of the job that they did do. And if the new workers that he hires are cheaper than the Baal Bayis would simply save that money, he wouldn't have to give that extra money to the original workers. In Baal Bayis Choyzebo, Yadu Al Tachtona. If the Baal Bayis, the one who hired them, backs out in the middle, he tells the workers he does not want them to complete the job, he will find somebody else to complete it, then the Baal Bayis has a bottom hand, meaning to say if the new workers that he hires are cheaper than the original workers, then the money that he saved, he would have to give to the original workers. Now that which we say, that if the workers back out, then yadon al tachtona, they have the bottom hand, that's if the workers are kablonim, they are being paid for the job, not for the day. But if they are schirayon, they are being paid per day, then they have a right to back out in the middle. The Torah allows them to back out. If the Torah says, ki avadai heim, that Klai Yisrael servants HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'lo avadim la'avadim, they aren't servants for other avadim, for other members of Klai Yisrael. So since that they are not avadim, they can back out in the middle. We can't force them to work the whole day without having a right to back out. So therefore, we would not say yada atachtona. As opposed to a kaplan, somebody who is not being paid per day is being paid per job, then he has no right to back out. He would not be considered an evet even if he can't back out since he is doing the job at his leisure. So therefore, if he does back out, yado atachtona. Kwa mishane yado atachtona. Anybody who does the job differently than from how he agreed to do it, then he has the bottom hand. For example, somebody gives wool to a dyer for the dyer to dye it black, and he dyes it red instead, so the dyer has the bottom hand. He will not receive the fee that they agreed upon. Instead, the amount he would get would be if the shvach is yeser ha'yesiyah, meaning the amount that the wool went up in price because it was dyed was more than the expense that it cost to dye it. So then the person who owns the wool would only give him the amount that it cost him to dye it. But if vice versa is true, that the expense to dye it was more than the amount the wool went up from the dye, then the person who owns the wool would only give the dyer the amount that it went up, since that is the lesser of the two amounts. But since he did not dye it the agreed upon color, he does not get the fee that was agreed upon. Instead, he gets either the shvach or the yesir, either the expense or the amount that went up, whichever one is less. Anybody who backs that has a bottom hand. This is referring to a case where somebody is buying some karka from somebody else, and he gives it a partial fee. For example, the karka costs $1,000 and he gave $100, then either the lokeach or the mocher backs out. Whichever one backs out has a bottom hand. If the lokeach backs out and he has a bottom hand, the mocher, the seller, has the upper hand, and the seller could demand that either the lokeach take back the money or that he would give the lokeach $100 worth of karka. It is the mocher's choice. If the mocher backs out, then the lokeach has a choice. The lokeach can either insist that he receive $100 worth of karka or he can insist that he be given his $100 back. Somebody who rents out a donkey, I'll dock that he would bring it up a mountain, and he told the master, the renter, that he would take it up a mountain, and instead he took it into a valley, or vice versa, he rented out the donkey, I'll dock to bring it into a valley, and he brought it up a mountain instead. Even if he brought it the same distance in the valley that he would have taken it in the mountain, he took it 10 milim in either case, and the donkey died, the socher is chayiv to pay the masker the value of the donkey, as the masker could claim that the reason why the chamor died is because it went into the valley, as in the valley there's not as much air as there is in the mountain, and that's why it died, or vice versa, where he took it up into the mountain instead of taking it in the valley, the masker could claim that the rarefied air in the mountains will kill the donkey. Therefore, the socher is chai to replace the donkey. Hasoicha es achamor vehivrika. O shenatis angeria. Oimer lo harecho chalupanecha. Somebody who rents out a donkey and the donkey gets blinded during the period of the rental, or it was taken lahavodas hamelech, and it will not be returned to him, the maskir could tell the socher, here is yours in front of you, meaning the maskir does not have to replace the donkey, and the socher, the renter, still has to pay the amount of the rental to the maskir, even though the donkey is not being replaced. Now, in the case where the donkey is blinded, that which the maskir doesn't have to replace it, that's only if he hired the donkey to carry a load. But if he hired the donkey to ride on it himself, then if it gets blinded, the maskir would have to replace it, as you cannot ride a blinded donkey. It's very dangerous. And even in a case where he hired the donkey to carry a load, that which we said the maskir doesn't have to replace it, that's only if the maskir said he is renting him out this specific donkey. But if the maskir said he will rent him out a donkey, in such a case, he would have to replace it if it was blinded. Now, in the case where it was taken by Avodas HaMelech, in any case, the maskir would not have to replace it. As the maskir could tell the socher, it was your bad mazel that was garm that caused that it was taken by Avodas HaMelech. As maybe if the donkey was by me or somewhere else, they never would have found it to take it by Avodas HaMelech. And only because you had it and they happened to catch you, Dafka, so it is your bad mazel that was garm that it was taken to, therefore the maskir would not have to replace it in any case. Meso nishbara chayiv lahamid lo chamor. If the donkey dies or breaks its leg during the time of the rental, then the maskir would have to replace the donkey and give the socher a different donkey. If he doesn't replace it, the socher would not have to pay him at all for the rental, even for the amount of time that he did have the donkey. As for that which the chamor died or broke its leg, that he can't blame on the socher at all, so therefore he has to replace it. Hasoicha es hachamor lo elicha bahor, lo elicha bebeka. Im echlicha pazuk, v'im hu chama chayim. Somebody who rents out a donkey, a dog to bring it up a mountain, and he broke the condition of the rental, he took it in a valley instead. If the chamor slips in the valley and gets damaged, the socher is pater from paying for the damages, even though he broke the condition that was made and he took it in a valley instead. Still, the socher was not at fault, as it is easier to slip in a mountain than in a valley, so you cannot blame the socher for that which it slipped, as certainly if he would have taken up a mountain, there was a better chance it would have slipped. But if it gets overheated and dies, then the socher is chayav, as he could blame the socher for that which it overheated, as since he was supposed to take it in a mountain instead, which is much cooler, it is the socher's fault that it overheated, so the socher has to compensate the maskir for the donkey. Lahoylicha bambika, lahoylicha bahor, im echlicha chayiv, v'im huchama pater. If the socher hired out the donkey, adach, to take it in a valley, and he took it up into a mountain instead, in such a case, if it slipped, the socher would be chayiv, as he broke the condition of the rental and took it up a mountain instead of in a valley, and it's his fault that it slipped, as it's much easier to slip in a mountain than in a valley. But if it overheats when he takes it up a mountain and it dies, then the socher would be putter, as certainly it would have overheated in the valley, as the mountainous air is much cooler. But on the other hand, if when he took it up the mountain it overheated on its way up, as it's very strenuous to go up a mountain, and that's why it's overheated, then the maskir could blame the socher for that which it overheated, as he could say that if he would have taken it in a valley, which is not a very difficult and strenuous route, it would not have overheated. In such a case, the socher is chayav to replace the donkey.